My friends, my brothers, my sisters, I thank you for joining us today. We're here about a medical injustice. Recently, the court, in our case against the DOC and medical treatment, found that the DOC and the company that they contract to provide medical services were not doing what is needed, that is treating patients. And, in the words of the judge, they used deliberate indifference to people's medical needs. And they did so, he said, based upon fiscal, not medical concerns. We took one step. We are moving forward. But this is not just about myself. There are over 6,000, according to the DOC's numbers, men and women who are infected with hepatitis C and are not being treated. Under the DOC's so-called protocol, which was revealed in our hearing here in Scranton, the DOC essentially let people almost die. They had to be bleeding from their esophagus to be considered for treatment. That was deliberate indifference to medical needs. It created needless suffering, and it is unconstitutional. So we're building a movement, and we need to be moving, and we need to remember the words of our beloved, honorable ancestor, Frederick Douglass, who said, power concedes nothing without demand. We've got to demand this fair and better treatment for thousands of men and women who are held captive in the DOC. I thank you for what you have done. Let us move forward. On the move, long live John Africa, let us win. From Imprisoned Nation, this is your brother, Mumia Abu-Jamal.